Message number 1094. You will know these traitors by their symbolic gestures which insult my divinity. Tuesday, April 8, 2014 at 2020. My dearly beloved daughter, those who are my enemies are not those who do not believe in me. No, they are the ones who know well who I am but who hate me. Not all of them understand why they hate me, but they can be divided into two camps. The first group dislikes the truth. They enjoy participating in sinful pursuits, justify every wicked deed and act, and satisfy only their own lusts at the expense of others' needs. They care only for themselves and imitate every trait of the devil. Then there are those who know who I am and what I am, but who completely reject me in favor of Satan, under whose spell they have become entrapped. These are the people who will do not only everything which is the opposite to what I taught them, but who will always insult me at every opportunity. Just as satanic worship involves symbols, these traitors of mine will taunt me by placing such wicked symbols of the devil before me. For every ritual they participate in order to worship Satan, they will desecrate my cross and everything to do with my passion. You will know these traitors by their symbolic gestures which insult my divinity. Soon those of you with eyes that can see the truth will be able to distinguish between those who truly serve me and those who do not. Those sacred servants who are loyal to me will honor me during Holy Week by their humble gestures, including lying prostrate before my holy cross and placing their lips with a sealed kiss upon my feet. Their focus will be all about me, Jesus Christ, my death on the cross, and my promise to redeem men from sin. But know this. From Holy Week this year, the cracks will appear and the meaning of my crucifixion will be twisted. New interpretations will be presented before the faithful and lies will pour forth from the mouths of my enemies. My passion will be mocked in subtle ways and will not be immediately apparent. But when the focus moves from my death on the cross and when strange gestures take place in my churches, you will know that this is the beginning of the dismantling of my church on earth. When Satan attacks humanity, his first focus will always be on the family, because the family represents all that is of my Father. He will destroy marriages, change the meaning of what marriage is, encourage abortion, seduce people into committing suicide, and he will divide and break up families. Then he will destroy and break up my family, my church on earth, for that is what he swore he would do to me at the final hour. He has already begun to dismantle my church, and he will not stop until it has collapsed in a heap at my feet. My Father has permitted a destroyer in the form of the Antichrist to do this, but only so far can he go. My church is my family, and while a large proportion of God's children will leave to follow a restructured false church, many will still cling to me, and so my church, my body, cannot die. Please do not desert me, my beloved followers. You must not succumb to this deviousness. If you love me, you must remind yourselves of everything that I taught you. Accept nothing new when it comes to my holy word. I will never condone one word that did not come from my sacred lips. Nor should you. You are either for me or against me. Accept any new interpretation of my word which is contained in Holy Scriptures, and you will betray me. Once you do this, you will swallow a whole new doctrine which will destroy your soul. I love you, and if you truly love me, you will always remain loyal to my word, which will never change. Anyone who says that he comes in my name, Be he a sacred servant, a leader in my church, or a prophet, and declares my word to be a lie is not of me. Your Jesus.